Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Gill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal McCain. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Hal McCain. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Charlie Bates. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Dykes, who is chasing the ball. Fonseca reaches third base with a triple. Ekrod goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fonseca scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Bates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bates. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Bates steals second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Dykes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill takes first base on ball four. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Dykes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summa throws the ball into Sewell, who tags Simmons trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Myatt for a passed ball. Boley moves to second. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Walt French now playing left field. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ekrod takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ekrod moves to second. Johnny Burnett pinch runs for Ike Ekrod. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Summa hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop catches it and throws to second with Boley covering, to double up Burnett. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Langford now playing center field. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Bates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bates is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bates hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rommel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Langford. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lynn scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a line drive towards third. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0 for 1 in the game. McCain hits a fly ball into left field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rommel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Bates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bates is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bates hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Bates reaches second base with a double. Hale goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bates. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Bates steals third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boley. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Boley steals second. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 3-2, Athletics. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rommel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Bates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bates is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bates hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford who is chasing the ball. Bates reaches third base with a triple. Hale goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bates scores. It's 5-2. Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Dykes steals second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. French hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Hal McCain. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. Langford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Dykes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Underhill now pitching. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rommel hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boley. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bishop moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Bates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive towards short. Boley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gill hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.